this episode of American Chopper.
Fire in the hole!
The hell, you nuts?
It's California or bust for the Leno Bike Project.
Tuttleheads on deck.
And do or die for OCC. As they count down the days to their Tonight Show debut.
That looks good.
But long days and late nights take their toll. And bickering.
Leave me alone.
Blow-ups.
I quit.
And backstage jitters.
I don't know if I can sleep tonight.
Threaten to stop the show.
Something's not right.
The arguments.
Nice going, numbnuts.
The anxiety. The achievement. On this episode of American Chopper.
Vance, what'd you do with them caps? Today we gotta finish up the final fabrication on the Leno bike and get it out to paint. We only have a week to get it painted, chromed, and assembled to get it out to the Tonight Show for the unveiling. And that's one deadline we really can't miss. While I'm mounting the running lights on the rear fender, Rick's putting the license plate on the rear fender. And as usual, while we're doing all the work, my father's standing around supervising.
What the hell am I doing, Rick?
What are you doing? What's up?
What do you gotta do, just finish drilling out that fender?
Yeah.
You know, I guess I'm a little bit nervous about this project. You know, unveiling the bike on the Tonight Show is a pretty big deal. And we're cutting it pretty close as far as getting everything done in time. But you know what? Until this bike is done, I'm going to be right here making sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing. How about the gas tank? Just put low-profile caps and be done with it.
Yeah, just put low-profile caps and freaking throw it at Jay's face.
Everything here is getting fabricated under control.
Does anything else need to be cleaned up or fabricated?
Just your headlight. And Vinny's got whatever he's welding on here yet. That's about it.
I wonder if we should close the front of this in.
Oh, you wanna?
Well, it would look nice, don't you think?
Don't matter, it's easy to do if you want to.
Well, I think it would look more finished if that was closed in, just because it's so high up, you know? You got 3 inches in there. Why don't you do this? Just close this off and put a little arc in there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can't hurt nothing, right? Mm-hmm.
You know, just about when we were to finish up, Polly wanted to close in the gap at the front of the tank. And you know, that's one of the reasons why I really like working with Polly. The fact that even when we're under a deadline, he's willing to take the time to give the OCC bikes a little extra edge. I mean, really, we could have left the tank the way it was. Hardly anybody would have noticed. But now it's going to look perfect, and that's the way it should be.
All right, Rick, it looks good. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna come off with a plate, like this, and a brake like that, and a brake like that, and let it come to like a point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how I would think it should.
Yeah, and it would look good. It'll fit the whole style. It'll go like.
Do you have something like that?
He has the plate that goes with that.
No.
What do you mean you don't?
No.
Yeah, you do. You have the bracket that came with that. What are you gonna do? Do a flat bar or a round bar?
Flat.
Why don't you round bar it the way it is, it's done in the picture there?
Is it round bar?
Yeah, it's round bar.
Oh, okay.
Pay attention, numbnuts.
Yeah.
The final piece that I need to fabricate for this bike is the mounting bracket for the headlight. I decided to take my father's suggestion and match the one that was on Jay's Bruff Superior. So I fabricated the mount out of a couple pieces of half-inch round bar. And I'm actually glad I took my father's advice, because once I had it on the bike, it actually had an old-school classic look.
That looks good.
Cool.
Leba, you got me off my knee. Leba, you got me off my knee. Now,
fire it over him.
Fire in the hole!
Hell, you nuts? What is that, the piston?
Yeah.
Grow up, will ya?
Leba, you got me off my knee.
All right, good. Headlights mounted, let's tear it apart.
I remember you telling me.
You know, this bike is really different from any other we have ever put out of the shop. And I'd have to say, it's really not my style bike. You know, something I'd ride myself. But I think it's pretty cool.
What are you doing anyways? You don't even know.
I'm taking care of all the finishing work.
Good. About time.
You wanker. It was kind of nice to change it up a bit and build something that's not really so much of a chopper.
You know, when you look at this bike, it really has simple lines, and it's not really a theme bike. At least, not like the ones we've built before. It may not be one of the most complicated bikes we've built, but when we take it apart, we're really going to have to keep track of all the stuff that we took off it. Are we forgetting anything, Vin?
I hope not. What's up, Justin?
What's up, bud?
What's going on?
Let's talk about the paint.
Let's talk.
There's a bunch of good pictures to give you an idea. It's pretty simple. I'm going to give you all these. I got a license plate here, too, two of them.
Okay.
A front, and I'm not sure what numbers to go with yet, but we'll do something like this for the front.
The paint job on this bike is fairly simple as far as graphics and artwork goes, but it's still going to have its challenges. Basically, all of the parts for the bike are going to be black, except for the tank and handlebars. They're going to have a two-tone black and brushed aluminum look, so they're going to take a little bit more time than the fenders and other pieces. This thing's going to be different looking, right?
Yeah. It's going to be very... It's going to be the chopper form of this, but yep. More modern day.
Cool. Given the relatively simple design of this bike, I don't think I'll have any troubles getting it done within a week.
What do we got here?
Are you nuts?
This morning, we kind of had a surprise visit from a couple of the guys from the local army base.
You got a flat place to put this thing at?
They had seen the Comanche bike a few months back, and we got to talking, and they asked if they can come down to the shop someday. So we said, yeah, no problem, but we never thought they'd show up in an M1 tank.
Slide your butt down and push your foot forward.
Put my feet right on the seat or right next to it?
Yeah, put your feet right on the seat.
All the way down.
Ah, you're in there.
Okay.
Basically, I tell you, any guy teach you how to drive is just like riding a motorcycle. You guys know how to ride motorcycles, right?
Right.
So it's basically the same principle.
All right.
Everybody off the tank.
Easy. Turn. You got it. All right, stop right there.
Hold on right there.
Hey, you got to stop, baby. You can't ride without me.
I just hope he doesn't hit a telephone pole.
You know, the last thing that I expected this morning when I woke up was that I'd be driving a tank today.
That's good. That's good. Hey, told you easy on the brakes.
I'm trying. I gotta admit, driving that thing was a little bit nerve-wracking. I mean, here I got this 10-ton, $10 million piece of equipment.
Au revoir! Au revoir!
And I'm driving down the road, and I don't even have any idea how the steering's gonna respond to my touch or anything. But you know what? After a little while, I think I got the hang of it.
Woo-hoo. Ow! Stop slamming the damn brakes! All right, get the hell out. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
All right, push it forward. Put it in drive.
You know, when you think of a tank, you automatically think of something that's slow-moving and kind of clumsy. So I was really surprised as to just how fast this thing could go and how well it handled. And it was really just an awesome experience to take it out for a spin. We got the Leno project here.
Man, they wrapped this frame good enough?
That thing is sealed for nuclear war. Today we got all the parts from the Leno project back from powder coat and chrome. So we're gonna get everything unwrapped and sorted so we can start right in on assembly. Check it out, Vance.
Yeah, it looks
luggage
sweet.
Rack.
Man, that came out good, huh?
Man, this stuff is like glass. It looks wet, doesn't it? We have exactly 3 days to get this bike running before we have to trailer it out to California. So we really got to move if we're going to get this bike done on time.
Now we got to slip that, remember?
Yeah.
We got to put the springs on this.
The small monkeys.
That's strong, man. That'd come out good.
Oh, man, this stuff is like
flawless.
Glass.
Did a nice job, really, right?
Yeah. Here, man, let's put that in there.
How'd the exhaust come out? Did you look at it?
No, we didn't open it yet.
Can I open it?
Yeah, what the heck? Go ahead.
There was no neat way of doing this. Hey, is that the right look?
What?
Is that the look you want?
It's the look we got, baby.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, sure.
I like it.
It's not. It looks like aluminum, like high polished aluminum.
You know, the other ones are a lot flatter.
The guy said
that
it's going to look
shiny.
Shinier than than the flat stuff.
I like the flat look better.
That'll look good, though.
That looks good compared to the
picture. No, it looks good, but I like that flat. I like the flatter look.
Yeah, like fire bike has the flat.
Yeah.
Flatter.
I just hope they bolt to the motor.
Don't talk about it. Let's not even think about that now. You should have this thing done tomorrow, no?
Yeah, sure. Why not? We're only getting started at 3:00 in the afternoon.
You working late tonight?
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
C'est la Versky.
We didn't want to do that. There's no doubt that I like the way the powder coat looks, but it does have its problems. For starters, everything that gets coated gets thicker. For some reason, the powder coat on this bike was even thicker than normal. So we had trouble with almost every part when we were putting them together.
Crap, this has to bolt on there, doesn't it? Typical issues that I have with my life.
There's nothing better than hearing somebody badmouth themselves.
The set screw on the forward control wasn't setting in properly on the threads. Hey, Vin, give me a hand. But when I tried to pull it out, it just wouldn't budge.
It's just pulling your arms right out of the socket.
I guess some powder coating got into the hole and kind of wedged it in place.
Probably.
I can't believe that won't come out of there. All right, you know what? Leave that alone and move on. Leave it alone. Just leave it alone. We'll spend a whole night messing with that. We could build a whole bike and have one forward control to mess with.
That sounds fine with me. All
right. This tree is all set, so if we want to put this front end on, we can.
Are we staying late?
Yeah, we're going to stay late.
All right, I got to call my wife.
Call your kid. Get her on a celly.
I'm going to punch you in your face.
Grab the front end and throw it on there. Christian, give him a hand over here, will you? You know, this morning when we opened the parts and looked at everything, I was pretty confident that this bike was going to go together pretty easy. But it hasn't turned out that way at all. Let's crank, 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 crank.
That's the third time.
It seems like everything's fighting us and the whole process is going slow.
It doesn't want to go, man, at all.
So it took us like 3 hours to assemble and try and mount the trees. And we still couldn't get them on.
Forever. I'm at my wit's end.
I'm confident we're going to get this bike done in time, but that's not the problem. It's just what kind of shape we're going to be in when it's finished. I mean, if we keep going this way, we're going to be dead on our feet.
Let's take it off.
I think we got powder coat in here.
By the time we got the trees on, it was about 10 o'clock.
That's good. Crank your other side. It's perfect. Moneymaker rump shaker.
And I think all three of us were exhausted and we were just ready to call it a night. And then I got a call from Jay Leno.
Hello.
Hey, Jay Leno, how you doing?
How you doing, Jay?
Oh, just checking in.
Yeah, we're just... Good, good. We're working on the... We're just reassembling the bike as we speak, actually. We're staying late. I wasn't about to tell Jay that we were having problems. We did a license plate the same. It's going to look cool, I think. And we got a great motor, a great knucklehead, which is very...
So I just told him everything was going great. But you know, it's kind of funny. I don't know about Christian and Vinny, but that call really made me realize what kind of deadline we were under. And it sort of gave me a second wind.
I always feel weird talking to him.
Once we got past all the problems on the front end, things started to go a lot smoother. And we really started to make some progress.
Your end's got to go up.
I think a hammer would work. I love when it goes so easy.
All right, Vin, let's drop it down and put the motor in.
We had to be extra careful when we mounted the motor on this bike because it was painted, not chromed or powder coated.
That's a really nice looking motor.
And the same thing went for the handlebars. Both of them will scratch real easily, the same way they would if they were a set of tins.
They're bad looking bars, ain't they?
And at this point, any scratches would be a disaster.
Hey, Paulie, this bolt's not going in.
You gotta push as hard as you can.
I'm talking like...
They're metal, isn't
we it? Ran into another big problem when we went to install the primary. Is that right? For some reason, the bolt holes wouldn't line up, and they were off by just a fraction of an inch. I figured I'd try and force it into place, but it just wouldn't budge for nothing. Is it coming forward?
No, it ain't doing
not.
Let me ask you a question. Let's think about this, Vance.
Because this won't fit over this because of the powder coat.
We decided that the problem was probably the powder coat again, so we scraped off as much as we could.
It's tough, man.
That's what it is. It's jamming, isn't it?
Yeah.
One more try here, fellas.
Nope, still not catching.
Wonder if something's off. You think there's a possibility we only have an inch and a quarter offset plate in there?
No, they're all inch and a half, right?
You sure?
Yeah.
At that point, we knew the powder coat wasn't the problem.
Something's whacked out, Vance.
But we still couldn't figure out what it was.
I still don't get it, how this is flush right now, and that's not.
That's what I want to know. Something's not right. Something doesn't seem right. There's no way that could be an inch and a quarter accidentally. Because if it was an inch and a quarter, it'd be back in a quarter of an inch.
Right, exactly.
Something's wrong with that offset plate, I guarantee it. Whoa.
The whole motor's tilted. Everything's tilted over
towards
you.
You think it's the transmission? Or the motor?
I say we pull the primary back off and just double check the plate then. Something's wrong.
Inch and a quarter offset. I should beat you to death with this thing.
Give me that.
All that.
Is
Who
it
put
really?
That in there?
I don't know. I grabbed it this morning out of the pile.
I'm
I did. Give
it
me
over there. I quit.
Hey, I got an inch and a half.
Let me see. How's it fit in there?
Fits good. That's it. That's all I get.
That's
I don't
it.
Get 10 lashes.
Nah, it's not that big of a deal. Come on, let's get this primary on.
Hey, boys and girls.
We got the right choice.
It looks like it's about a quarter inch off. I don't understand. I don't understand. Nothing's lining up.
Hey, look at that. Man, that's gravy, baby.
I hate my life. Everybody leave me alone.
Keep your fingers there. Vin's gonna get ridden like a jockey for the rest of his days here. Oh man, this thing goes together awesome.
Christian's like, yes, I only got a 15-minute ride to work in the morning.
Motor's in, primary's cranked.
Let's go home. I'm tired.
I swear I picked up an inch and a half.
It's an honest mistake, Vin.
You must be tired.
All right, fellas, let's do it.
Get humping.
We made some headway, even though we had a mistake that we're not going to discuss this morning. That was...
Thank you.
Can I punch you in the face right now?
Let's right. work, buddy.
Let's do it. Cracking. The problem with the wrong size transmission offset kind of set us back a little bit, and I think Benny was pretty upset with himself about it.
These clutches are supposed to be new and improved. Supposed to be a lot better than the old style.
Yeah, but you were supposed to be new and improved, too, and that didn't happen.
But, hey, everybody makes mistakes, and it's really not that big of a deal. At this point, we're just going to keep pushing through and get this bike done, because we really don't have any other choice.
Yeah, I'm just going to run this dryer real quick.
Stop talking about it. Quit flapping your gums.
All right, let me go down and get them.
You gonna get the hardware for me too, Vance?
What the hell? You can't get your own hardware, you little.
Can't
son of
do
a...
it.
You know, we were here pretty late last night, and I think the lack of sleep and the pressure of getting this bike done is starting to catch up with us.
Well, that's butter, if I've ever seen butter.
Because we're all getting a little bit punchy. And you know, sometimes when you get like that, it just kind of makes things a little more fun.
Man, it fits perfect like the primary did last night.
You're dead, man.
You're fired. Oh, the paint.
Man, that black is like a mirror finish. Nice job.
The toughest part about this paint job was definitely creating the brushed aluminum effect, because I really wanted to mimic the look that brushed aluminum has.
It looks like the original.
So it just wasn't a matter of painting the tank and the handlebars silver. I had to create all the imperfections and everything. And that just took a lot of layers and detail work and a lot of time.
I think the tank looks like real, like the original. Oh, let me see. Yeah, that's cool. 3277. I really wanted the numbers on this license plate to have some kind of a meaning. So I did a little research and I found out the date when Jay Leno was first on The Tonight Show, back when Johnny Carson was the host.
Yeah, that looks great, man.
And it turns out that that date was March 2nd, 1977, so I decided to use those numbers and add OC for Orange County.
Thank you, sir, for coming through once again.
No problem. Glad you guys dig
later,
it.
Later, Justin.
I'll see you guys later.
Nice job. Later, Ralphie.
Take it easy, Ralph. The tins are the last pieces we were waiting on. So now that they're in, we could really get going on this bike and get it done. I'm pretty confident that we're going to get this bike finished on time, and with any luck, we'll get the bike done early. But at this point, I'll just settle for on time.
Oh, that goes in like butter. This thing's badass looking, isn't it?
I believe you can do that because I'm not likely your structure.
And it runs with the rim nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like that. I like this line.
Yeah.
That line's cool.
We're getting there. Front fender's on. Rear fender's
on. I want to do the headlight. We got to make a choke bracket.
You know, this is the second night in a row that Vinny's had to stay late and help me with this bike. You know, we've had to do that before on other projects, but now that he's a dad and he should be at home, I really feel bad asking him to stay. But to be honest, I just don't know how I could get this bike done without him.
Yeah, and I don't know when I'm gonna be home. For all I know, I can be almost as late as I was last night. Okay, then I'll call you when I'm coming home. All right, sweetie, I love you. These days, I'm really not all that thrilled about staying late. But I know how much this bike means to Paulie and Senior. And it means a lot to me, too. I'm just lucky to have a wife that understands that.
That's it with that one, too.
Grab that sign, Vince.
Man, that looks awesome.
I know.
You know what it's got? It really does have an airplane look.
Yeah.
That whole, that side of the motor is really good looking, too. Good looking bike, though, huh?
Yeah. Finish your first thing in the morning.
All right, good deal.
Let's rock. Well, today's pretty much D-Day as far as this bike's concerned. We have to finish it, test drive it, and get it on the road today, because if we don't, there's no way we're going to be able to get it to LA in time. Well, we really don't have that much to do, and luckily my father's out of the shop today, so I don't think we'll have any problems.
shake that bike once again, we're going to have words.
We got the seat, Christian.
Oh, yeah? Better late than never.
Better late than never and ever.
Let's see if he did a good job.
Oh, no, he didn't. Why did he cover it gray? What is it? What is this?
It's supposed to be black?
Oh, gosh, thank goodness. I don't know what that's for. Get that out of here.
I almost had a heart attack.
Putting a sword on there.
Nice.
That's sweet, huh?
Yeah.
Fired on there.
My job today is to get all this wiring done. Everything else is going to be up to Paulie and Christian to take care of. His electrical system on this bike is a full day's job. Man, there's going to be no room in this freaking thing.
In the headlight, right?
None.
You'll get it in there, you sissy.
That third, that's the seat right there. The old gypsy. Vance, I'm climbing up on it.
You're going in.
Going in for the kill, buddy boy. Well, that's not bad at all.
That tank's not even hitting your legs, is it?
Nope. Those pegs being out a little further is nice. But you're right on these bars. They're a little forward, but it's nice.
Looks good.
After I sat on the bike for a little while, I realized we had a problem.
Look.
That ain't gonna work.
No good.
When I go right there to shift, I'm absolutely smothering the carburetor with my leg.
You are?
Yeah. There's just no way around.
Are you smothering it right now?
Yeah. If I got to shift, I got to choke that car. I mean, I cup it totally with my calf.
So your pant will be an air filter.
There's no way that someone could ride this bike with the carburetor positioned the way that it was. So we had to figure out a way to modify it so Jay's leg wouldn't be cutting off the air intake.
It's not good, Vance.
No, it's not. It's not good at all.
It really sticks out, boy.
Well, we gotta do something, right? This bike's not just for show, it's gotta be ridden.
So what I decided to do was take off the velocity stack and replace it with an older style thinner air cleaner. That'll look good, right? And you know what? It sticks out about the same as that, but at least it's not open on the end. The only problem was the one that we had wasn't designed to fit the carburetor that we were using.
Man, Vance.
What's the matter, buddy? Your life's miserable, isn't it?
It's only hitting by like an eighth of an inch.
Oh, that?
Yeah, look. If I could shave that eighth inch off there.
I know. It's minimal, isn't it?
And it would be tight.
Tell him, Christian. It'll be tight skis.
It'll be so tight skis, you won't even know what to do with yourself.
I just wonder if I could just suck it in.
Suck it down.
I think I can.
He just loves sucking things in.
I really think I can.
Christian, he hopes things don't fit right just so he can suck it in.
All right, let me put this back in the box for now and let me see how I can modify this carburation system here. So in order to make the two units fit, I had to do a little modification to both parts. I've almost fully modified it. That's it.
Oh, yeah. I think she's ready to ride. little chipper outside. You're riding out here?
It's a little chipper out.
Better you than me.
I know.
You gonna kickstart this puppy?
Yeah, heck yeah. Yeah. You know, this bike was supposed to have left in the truck about noon. But because of the problem we ran into with the carburetor, we're running a couple hours behind. So at this point, if there's any problems with the bike, there's just no way we're gonna be able to fix them, because we're just flat out of time. This motorcycle is really different from what OCC usually makes and is really known for. And to be honest with you, I was surprised about how much I liked riding it and how comfortable it felt. And I'm also exceptionally pleased with the way it looks. I think it's a great mix of classic styling and modern mechanics. I just hope Jay feels the same way, because he really knows his bikes and he's not easy to impress. Mike left New York 3 days ago, and it got to L.A. this morning.
Today we're here at the NBC studios. We're going to be going on The Tonight Show, and we're going to be giving Jay the bike live on stage. He'll be seeing it the first time when his audience does. And I think that's what I'm most excited about, to see his reaction to something that we put a lot of time and effort into. And, you know, as far as Orange County Choppers is concerned, this is definitely the biggest thing we've done yet.
That he hasn't seen the bike and he ain't gonna see it till we show it to him on stage, I think it's pretty cool, because, you know, there's a certain amount of excitement in that, and, you know, I'm sure, you know, it feels like Christmas time for him, you know, waiting to open up his main present. So it's gonna be pretty exciting to see his face when we unveil the bike.
Makeup. But Kevin, if you get one, you need two.
Oh
yeah, true, absolutely. They don't like being
there. You don't spend any time in the sun working out or anything.
Good to go?
Good to go.
All right, bro.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Next.
You put a lot on him.
Cake it on,
baby.
Yeah.
He's the new
guy. Yeah, some nice lip color action going on.
Different, right? You know, I've been in a lot of tense situations in my life and whatnot, but for some reason, sitting backstage and waiting to go on the show really got to me. Paulie didn't seem to be that nervous, but I'll tell you what, I was. Dan won't let you wear sunglasses out on the stage here, huh?
No, they want to do the eye contact thing so you can look all googly.
Hey, how do I look?
Tunnel heads on deck.
5 minutes. Come on, guys.
You know, I really didn't get nervous until we had to go on stage. And I don't think it was so much about being on the show. It was more like I knew if Jay Leno didn't like this bike, everyone in America was going to know about it.
All right, here we go. This is cool. Let's see what we got here. Should I take it off? Do you take it off?
Yeah, you take it off.
Motor, 103 inch.
Yeah. How did you do the curve on this tank?
Very carefully.
Yeah.
I'm not really a chopper guy by nature, but I do like the way it recreates the feel of the era. The star on the adjustment for the front suspension, the exhaust system, certainly that's dead on. I mean, there's so many details, you could spend hours and hours. It's the kind of deal where if you have one, you see it. I'm not sure if the layman would spot it, but I did.
Well, guy, this is cool. I love this. We're going to go riding after the show. This
Absolutely.
Is great.
Yeah.
Nice job, gentlemen.
Thank you,
guys. We're going to go riding right after the show. Be right back with Al Green right after this.
You know, it was only like 4 years ago that we were building bikes and, you know, kind of struggling a little bit. And, you know, now it's like 4 years later and here we are. You know, on stage giving Jay Leno his own personal bike.
Come on, Pop, get in!
You know, he's a real enthusiast, so building a bike for him was really like a compliment to us, you know? On the show last night and giving Jay the bike, it was great. But today is really special because Jay invited me and Paulie out to go riding with him to test ride the bike. This is going to be his first ride on the bike, and I'm really dying to see what he thinks.
It's a completely different feel than the traditional bike. It's got a tremendous amount more power. The original is about, at best, 50 horsepower, and this is probably close to 90, so that's quite, it's almost double. And obviously it's tighter and stops better. They did a great job. It's a lot of fun.
You know, back in New York right now, the weather's pretty miserable. But here in L.A., it's a sunny 70 degrees, and it's a perfect day for a ride. And you know what? Personally, I couldn't think of a better way to end this project.
American Chopper. The Tuttles soar to new heights and take on their newest bike building challenge, a custom chopper to honor Lady Liberty.
Oh yeah, this is good stuff.
But when Paul Jr. pushes the design envelope,
we had to go to experiment now.
Yeah, we had to do something different than the same old crap every single time.
Paul Sr. pushes back.
Check it the way you're supposed to check it.
It'll be fine.
And father and son face off in a battle of wills.
I don't think the way you think.
Thank God for that.
The pain.
Fire them.
The passion. The pride. Next time on American Chopper.